Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is June the 18th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Psalms chapters 78 to 81. Open your mouth wide and God will fill it. In Psalms 81 verse number 10 we read like this, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. In Psalms 81, the psalmist Asaph requests the Israelites to observe the festival because of God's faithfulness in the past in delivering Israel from Egypt and providing for her in the wilderness. Israel had rebelled against God in the past and was still continuing in rebellion. If only the people would repent, God would forgive them and enable them to prevail over their enemies. In the midst of his discourse, Asaph points out in verse number 10 that because God had brought them out of the clutches of slavery in Egypt, he could do great things for them. God had proved his power over the mighty Egyptian empire, and it required that the Israelites believe in God and ask great things from him. Just like the little birds in the nest open their mouths wide for food and the parent bird fills them, God will fill the deepest need of his children when they open their mouths wide to him. What is meant by opening our mouths wide? This may mean being fervent in our prayers, being unashamed with our petitions to God, and having enlarged hope and expectations from God. One example of a prayer that God challenges us to pray with enlarged hope and expectation is found in Psalms 2 and verse number 8, where it says, Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. By praying in this expansive manner, we increase our ability to pray and receive greater things from God. God will then fill our mouths with abundant thanksgivings when we see the answers of our prayers right before our eyes. We shall also be filled with those blessings that we pray for. As we read in Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Let us open our mouths wide and see how God fills them in the coming days. To close, let us hear from Matthew chapter 7 verses 7 to 11 the words of Jesus. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?